7:39, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. You got a great idea. You want to turn it into a business. Have you ever been there? Thought, oh my God, this could be a great business idea. We've all been there, haven't we?
Yes.
Yes. Well, how do you turn it into a great business?
You need money, right?
And you need somebody to help you along.
Vision. Vision.
Our next guest is the author of Calculated Risk, the Modern Entrepreneur's Handbook. We'd like to welcome to the show Mike Palumbo. Mike, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Pete. Thanks for having me on.
People have great ideas all the time. It's turning that into a business is a bigger chore. How do you get from that idea to the first step?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. I mean, a lot of people have good ideas, but not a lot of people are made for being entrepreneurs. I think the most important thing is you have to be focused and you have to be willing to put in the hours. A lot of people, they want to take this idea and make some money, but it requires a lot of very good planning, and that's something that a lot of people lack.
Well, if you're going to start your own business, you got to think about you're going to spend 14, 16 hours a day just working on that.
That's exactly right. I mean, basically, you're competing against a lot of other people that have great ideas as well, and they're hungry and they want to be successful. So you have to be able to put that time in.
People are listening right now and thinking, I got a great idea, but I'm scared to take that first step. What do they need to do?
They just have to. It's like jumping in the pool. You just jump. And I mean, it sounds maybe not a perfect metaphor, but I think it's pretty good. I mean, you basically have to just take that risk. It could be the biggest and best decision you ever make in your life, but you'll never know if you don't try. And then 10 years down the line, if you don't, you'll be kicking yourself for at least not giving it a go. I talk about this in my book, but basically the hardest thing to do is not to get the idea, but to actually execute it and to be willing to put the time in.
Mike, do you need a certain amount of money to start? Because I know a lot of people are thinking, okay, well, I don't have the cash. I don't have the startup money to do something like this. Should you have a little bit of a reserve?
It depends on the idea and the scope of the thing. But, you know, obviously starting a business is not going to be cheap. But you know what? You can also find financial partners. You can find VCs, venture capitalists that will back you. So that's out there. The key is having that spirit to make it happen and having that great idea. If you have those things, the money will find you, because there's people out there that are looking for great entrepreneurs to invest in. People like me, quite honestly, and we're looking at people all the time. But the key is the idea is important, but it's more the person or the persons, the founders, and how they can execute. Because I'll tell you what, you give Bill Gates, ice he could sell to Eskimos, but you know, you find you find a guy that has a great idea, and maybe they don't have the bent to be able to execute, and that's an important thing.
Right. I'll tell you a great Chicago story. There was a guy that grew up in Connecticut, and he wanted to bring that pizza to Chicago, and he turned it into an empire. It's called Peace Pizza at North and Damon. Bill mm-hmm. Jacobs.
So good.
And he grew up with bagels, so he said, okay, now I'm going to start a bagel place, and he calls it Bro Bagel, which is right next door to Peace Pizza. And he took an idea, and he's like, I'm going to make this happen, and he did.
And you know, that's the thing is people need to realize that there are everyday people doing this all the time. And yeah, a lot of them don't end up working out, but there are some that do. And these people, it changes their lives. So if you have a great idea and you're willing to put in the time, just jump in that pool and go for it.
We're talking with Mike Palumbo. Mike, can you walk us through the process of getting the money? Because it's such an overwhelming thing for people to grasp to start their own business.
Right. Well, the key is like I said, to have a good story, to have an executable plan that will attract venture capitalists to invest in your company. If you have those things, you know, the money will find you. I mean, I say the money will find you. You do have to go out and promote the company, the idea, but there are people out there in Chicago. I mean, there's 1871, which is an incubator over at the Merchandise Mart. There's plenty of people out there that are willing to invest in good investable ideas, but you have to be able to sell it to these people.
1871, Howard Tolman,
wow.
Sure.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
Yeah, Howard's a good man.
Mike, he is a good man.
Where do you begin? If you have an idea, I know immediately people think, all right, I need a lawyer, patents, trademarks, copyrights? Where do you begin on the legal side of it all?
Well, you do need, I mean, most likely you're going to need to find a lawyer right away, because you have to set up, you have to figure out how you're going to set up your company. So you could be an LLC, an LP. There's a lot of legal questions. So you do need help in that area. I mean, unless you're a lawyer yourself, which most entrepreneurs have no experience in that area. So the key is to farm out the issues that you're not good at.
Okay.
And let's face it, entrepreneurs are not going to be good at the legal end.
And so, I think you need to watch the economy too. If the economy is about ready to tank, you don't want to start your own business, right?
Okay, but the thing is, yeah, you're right, if you knew that, but how many people know when an economy is about to tank? The best thing to do is not to worry about that and just go in there and make it happen. I mean, we could have a recession next year, or we could have no recessions for the next 10 years. Nobody really knows that. And so since it's out of your control,
yep,
I would just suggest you just go ahead and do it.
Another great Chicago success story: when the economy tanked, David Flom started Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Now look at that.
Exactly.
One of the biggest in Chicago.
Yeah,
right.
It is. It's probably one of the top 2, 3, 4 steak joints in the entire city.
Yeah.
And they started it, like you said, at the worst possible time. But if you have a great idea, that's a good example that it's going to work. It's going to work in any economy for the most part.
Sounds like people want to be in front of people like yourself to get the dollars. I think that entrepreneurs, correct me if I'm wrong, right, they need to realize that the most important thing is actually selling. You got to be able to.
It sounds like it. You got to sell to everybody.
Right. You can have a great idea, but if you don't know how to present it, you're done.
That is such a great statement. I mean, honestly, that's probably the biggest skill you need besides just being able to work hard is to sell. So if you're not a good salesman, partner with somebody who is, because you that's a big part of everything. You're selling your product, you're selling your idea to venture capitalists.
Yourself.
You're always selling.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
I mean, I'm hiring you, Pete.
Mike, we have a guy on the phone that has a comment. Gil, you had a comment for Mike or a question?
Right. Yeah, no, not a question, just a little history. I retired when I was 62 and found that nobody wanted to hire someone at 62 and get paid to what I was getting paid before. So I started a business, and I repair grocery carts.
You repaired grocery carts? No one does that.
What a great idea.
I just jumped right in. I didn't know what I was doing or whatever, and I went into a neighborhood grocery store, and I said, you should get somebody to fix these carts because they're really bad. And I got a call 2 weeks later, and he says, I got about 250 that need fixing. So I jumped in. It took me about 40 minutes on my first cart. Now I can do about 16 in an hour.
Wow.
That's an awesome story.
That's a great idea. How many years?
Then,
how many years, Gil?
Well, I'm 72 years old. I've been doing it for 10 years now.
Good for you, man. Thank you for the phone call. I mean, that's a great success story
right
there.
That's a great example of somebody who just saw a need and just jumped in and did it. And good for him.
And somebody like that, though, how do you decide what to pay yourself, right? Well, I could do this for – that's a huge question. When do you take your – what? Well, actually, I'm going to charge this now because there's actual demand.
I think you kind of make it up as you go along, too.
In a way, you do. But the demand for the product is going to determine what you get paid. So you're unfortunately not going to be able to determine that yourself. The marketplace is going to tell you what you get paid, and the key is to have a good enough idea where obviously that the cash flow stream is big enough where you can pay yourself a good wage.
Calculated Risk, the Modern Entrepreneur's Handbook. Mike, do you have a website?
Yeah, for the book, if anybody's interested in buying the book, it's Calculated Risk Book. So all one word, calculatedriskbook.com. And then if people want to follow me on Twitter, some of the folks out there are on it. My handle is MikePal10, so MikePal10. We talk a ton about entrepreneurship and a ton about the stock market. So it'd be a good follow if you're on Twitter. But calculatedriskbook.com is the website.
Mike Palumbo. Mike, thanks for coming on. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.